Order.
A turbulent week in the House ended with the government sailing through the confidence vote when the budget debate drew to a close just before Parliament adjourned on Thursday evening.
Order. The ayes are 53, the noes are 63. The amendment is not agreed to.
That amendment calling for a vote of no confidence in the government was followed by a vote in favour of giving the Appropriations 2013-14 Estimates Bill, better known as the Budget, a second reading by the same comfortable margin of 10 votes. With opposition numbers down by 4, John Key's National Party was joined by ACT, United Future and the Māori Party, which all have agreements to vote with the government on issues of confidence and money supply. In return, the three parties secure Nationals' backing on specific issues, which this week became apparent in different ways. For United Future's Peter Dunn, the Prime Minister's continued confidence in him as a minister was vital, as New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters pursued him in the committee rooms and in question times, with allegations that he'd been responsible for leaking information to Wellington's Dominion Post newspaper.
Tell me, Prime Minister, have you spoken to the Honourable Peter Dunn about his phone records and the pure connection by dates of exclusive leaks shortly after those phone calls and other communications that are a crime under the Crimes Act because the information is classified?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, no.
The New Zealand First Leader was joined on Wednesday in his attack on Peter Dunn by Labour's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
And Mr Speaker, it's become apparent through the news media that the United Future Party no longer is a party registered under the Electoral Act. It is my submission to you that there's an obligation on Mr Dunn to inform you of that.
The Speaker, David Carter, said he'd already written to Mr Dunn and reported his response on Thursday.
He has given me an assurance that his party expects to file an application for re-registration early next week.
Processing the application could take up to 2 months.
Once the Electoral Commission has done so, I will revisit the matter. In the meantime, the United Future Party remains a recognised party under standing orders.
Trevor Mallard was furious.
Mr Speaker, we have no questions to ask. This Parliament is a farce.
The Speaker ordered Mr Mallard to withdraw and apologise, but the Shadow Leader of the House said he'd rather leave the chamber.
I will not apologise for that.
Trevor Mallard was followed out the door by the New Zealand First Party, led by Mr Peters.
Point of order, the
Speaker,
right honourable
New Zealand First wishes you to know that if your ruling is that we cannot see the legal opinion upon which you make your judgment, then we're going to boycott this Parliament for the time being.
Nevertheless, Labour and New Zealand First returned to vote when the budget debate reached the end of its 14 hours, interrupted on Tuesday for the third reading of the Education Amendment Bill. Introducing charter or partnership schools to the education system, the bill was supported by National as part of its formal agreement with the ACT Party, whose leader, John Banks, followed the Greens co-leader Matariu Ture in the third reading debate on Tuesday night.
What a weak contribution by the co-loser of the Green Party. How weak and pathetic being attacked at this hour of the night by a two-toothed ewe.
With United Future's Peter Dunn crossing the floor to vote with the opposition on this bill, John Banks and National had to rely on the Māori Party for the majority they needed to have the bill passed. Although the Māori Party was not bound to support the bill, their co-leader Peter Sharp was explained the benefit of their formal agreement to vote with the government on issues of confidence and supply in answer to a question on Thursday.
The Māori Party and the my leadership and Tariana's have got $1 billion, $1 billion through the budgets to Māori people, and that's a party of three.
The budget debate running through the week meant cancellation of Wednesday's general debate, while Members' Day was postponed till next week. The government instead used its time in the chamber to complete the third and final readings of the Land Transport Management Amendment Bill and the Prisoners and Victims Claims Continuation and Reform Amendment Bill. Extra time on Thursday morning allowed for the third readings of the Ngāti Whātua or Kaipara Claim Settlement Bill and the Waitaha Claim Settlement Bill. All that and a snap debate on Tuesday on the results of the ministerial inquiry into the failings of the NovaPay teachers' payroll system. Parliament's back at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.